Yesterday, the 11th juz was recited in the Taraweeh Salah, and the aspect of the Battle of Tabuk was mentioned in detail, and inshallah I will mention a few verses. One of the verses which is very important, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ, that the foremost and first amongst the Muhajirin Ansar, and وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who followed them with righteousness and goodness. Then Allah declares, Allah gives His stamp of our authority. Allah declares that radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah. And Allah has prepared for them Jannah, that beneath which rivers flow, and in it they will remain forever and ever. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and this is the greatest success. So here the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, glad tidings are given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another verse Allah mentioned, وَقُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, that all of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised good for them. And this title of radiyallahu anhu wa radu an is specifically for the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. And the Sahaba kulluhum adul, everyone was righteous. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, as-sahabi kal-nujum, that my Sahaba, my companions are like guiding stars. بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ, whichever one of you follow, any one of them you follow, you will be rightly guided. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they have had the suhbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why they are called the Sahaba. We have to be careful of groups like the Rawafis, the Shias, etc., who are open enemies to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And also a person should understand, the greatest wali of this ummah cannot even equal to the lowest rank of the Sahaba. This is to make you understand, every Sahaba enjoyed a very high rank, but a greatest wali of this ummah cannot even equal in status to the lowest rank of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who stayed back from the battle of Tabuk, who did not participate. There were 10 in all. Allah mentions the 7. The وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ, that those who stayed behind and admitted to their faults, they made i'tiraf, and they acknowledged their wrongs. In other words, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, O Nabi of Allah, we got an excuse to present, and we are very, very sorry. And قَالَتُ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ السَّيِّئًا, and then they mixed the good and evil deeds together. And then Allah mentions, asallahu an yatub alayhim, that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him, forgive them, inna Allah ghafur rahim, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So these 7 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then what they did was they tied themselves around the pillars in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, we will not release ourselves till Allah forgives us. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know about it, he also made a statement, if they made such a statement and Allah will forgive them, then I will not do anything until Allah declares the forgiveness. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them and then they were released. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the other 3 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that Murara bin Rabi, Hilal bin Umayyah and Ka'b bin Malik, who were also genuine Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But Allah mentioned, وَآخَرُونَ مُرُجَوْنَ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِمَّا يُعَذِّبُ وَإِمَّا يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ, as for the others whose the affair has been deferred and denied, that either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take them to task, punish them, or Allah can forgive them. Wallahu alimun hakeem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of wisdom. So now, just like how in a court case, sometimes the case is postponed and is adjourned, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that what will happen to them will be discussed later on. Now look how the beauty of the Quran al-Kareem, then after 3, 4, or 5 pages, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to our attention that وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned His mercy to those 3 people who remain behind. حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهُمُ الْأَرْضُ, to such an extent that the earth that they were staying on, that the earth became very confined, constricted, narrow for them, in spite of His vastness. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ, and their nafs, their souls also became narrow and restricted. So here also a person should realize that that bechaini, the restlessness that comes about because in our case gunahs, This, the first zone is our heart. A person is anxious, he's restless, he cannot think properly for himself. And that the person can't think for himself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَظَنُّ أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. That this Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the three of them, they thought that there is no refuge in Allah except towards Him. In other words, there is no escape and no safety except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relented towards them so that He can forgive them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. So what would happen, actually, this Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if they wanted, they could have presented some lie, some excuse. But what saved them in the end, it was none other than a truth. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even ordered that for 50 days they were boycotted. No salam, no kalam. And even to an extent that even their wives had to separate the beds from their respective husbands. And the day came when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them and can understand the basharat, the happiness on their faces, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that how Allah forgave them. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the qissa of the Masjid al-Dirar. There was a certain person by the name of Abu Amir. He was a Christian and was a great enemy towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was very, very despondent and disappointed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Masjid al-Munawwara. And what is this deen he is bringing to Madinah al-Munawwara? And he incited and instigated many, many battles against the Muslims. He participated in all the battles up to Hunain against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Thereafter he fled towards Rome. From Rome, he made contact with the mushrikeen of Medina and told them that why don't you, and he drew up a plan, make a masjid so that what is the intention? To cause dissension amongst the Muslims, to cause disunity amongst, to cause harm to the Muslims and to spread kufr. So this, they complied, the mushrikeen built a masjid, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the masjid was built, these people came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come and enter the masjid, perform salah, inaugurate the masjid. But because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now, his focus was towards Tabuk, he said, when I come back, I will think about it. Thereafter, on the way back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of this, and this, that Masjid al-Dirar, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not enter into it. Why? وَإِرْصَادَ لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهِ. That these people are anticipating that person, that is Abu Amir, who is waging war against Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent few sahaba radiallahu anhum to go and destroy that masjid. And that masjid was destroyed. And they wanted to cause dissension and win over people. And they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a reason, that which obviously was a lie, that they built this masjid so the invalid, the weak, could come and attend this masjid. And also it is mentioned that whoever stayed on that plot after the masjid was destroyed, they never enjoyed any fortune. One person stayed over there, his wife conceived, but all of them passed away. And also some birds, whichever animals came over there, such was the effect of the darar of that masjid. And also our times also, we should understand when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man bana lillahi masjidan. That person who builds a masjid only for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will build a high palace for him in Jannah. So yeah, the condition is for the pleasure of Allah. If a person builds a masjid, and sometimes there is an affluent family or individual who puts up a masjid. Now some other people now, they become jealous, so to say, that look at this masjid, we will build a better masjid. We will put better facilities and we will become the talk of the town. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is a great warning of the coming of the day of Qiyamah. The tabahan nasu bil masajid, people will compete with one another with regards to the building of the masjid. So yeah, the entire incident is mentioned. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do not stand over there, do not even go over there. But another masjid, that is Masjid al-Quba, the first masjid in Islam that was built in Madinah al-Munawwara, that la masjid ussisa ala taqwa, such a masjid whose foundation was built on taqwa, from the very first inception, from the very first day. It is more rightful that you stand over them. Why? There are certain people, فيه رجال, there are people over there, your sahaba, يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين, that they love to be pure, extremely pure, they are extremely clean, these sahaba radiallahu anhum. And it was asked, what action did they do? They mentioned that they used to clean themselves with mud cloths, and after that use water for istinja. So in our times, a person might think, now it's difficult to take mud cloths, what will happen to the system, and there will be a blockage, etc. But in our times, the fuqaha, the muftis have mentioned qaim maqam, a substitute, a person can say that they're using a toilet roll. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusan wa amwalahum anna lahum al-jannah, that Allah has purchased from the believers from themselves, from their lives and their wealth. In exchange of that, Allah has granted them Jannah. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Jannah. We, with all our faults and with all our so much of aims, so much of nuksan that we got as faults and deficiencies in our amal, in our wealth, etc. And in exchange of that, Allah has given us Jannah, which is free from faults. The background of this verse, it is mentioned at the time of Aqaba, where 70 Sahaba, during the days of Hajj, where 70 Sahaba radiallahu anhu took bayat, the pledge of allegiance on the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abdullah bin Rawaha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any conditions? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after replied, yes, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not associate any parties with Allah, that you protect me just as you protect your own lives, your children and your property. So he said, that's it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's it. Then they said, what a bargain, we are prepared to do this. Thereafter this verse was revealed, that Allah mentioned, فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْئِكُمْ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ, the glad tidings to that person who has concluded such a deal. This is the ultimate success. And who are these people? The qualities I mentioned over here, التائبون, the those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who make tawbah, sincere tawbah of their sins, and they fulfill the conditions of tawbah, etc. Al-abidun, those who worship Allah, that in other words, they bring abdiyat, they bring ubudiyat in their lives, become true servants of Allah. Al-hamidun, those who make the zikr, praise Allah. As-sahihun, those who are rozedar, those who fast. Al-raki'un as-sajidun, those who perform salah, ruku and sajda. Al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa nahuna anil-munkar, those who command people to do good and forbid them from doing evil. والحافظون لحدود الله, and those who protect the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned وبشر المؤمنين, that give glad tidings to such people. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا, the next verse, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين, that O people of iman, adopt taqwa and be with the righteous. So Allah is showing us a formula over here, that how to adopt taqwa. That adopt taqwa, an easy method is to be with the truthful. Those who are sadiqeen in their taqwa, in their piety, inwardly and outwardly they are true. Mulla Ali Qadi Muhtalari, I was said, how long should a person stay with them? خَالِتُهُمْ لِتَحَتَّى لِتَقُونَ مِسْلَهُمْ, that mix with them, stay in their company to such an extent that you become like them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, الْمَرْءُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِينِ, that a person is upon the way of life of his friend. فَلْيَنْزُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِينِ, and he should see who he befriends. So these are the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person should not be bluff and think, there are no more buzruks. That Masihullah rahmatullahi has passed away, Mu'ashim al-Itani has passed away, and all the great buzruks of the past have passed away. No, this day, this ayat is still the day of Qiyamah. It means Allah will produce awliya and his friends till the day of Qiyamah. And also that we should consider ourselves as thorns. And thorns are despised, people look down upon it. And so Allama Rumi rahmatullahi says that the thorn, addressing the thorn, that adopt the suhbat and become stay under the petals of the flower or the rose. And wherever the rose goes, you will also go. Whatever price is paid for the roses, the same price you will also be considered. So yeah, we are thorns. We just have to be under petals of the rose. And wherever they go to the beloved, wherever they are sold, we also will get that value of it. Allah give us the tawfiq of understanding. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important junction, that those people who go out in the path of Allah, who fight and who is jihad, وَمَا كَانَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لِيَنْفِرُوا كَافَةً. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is not appropriate that all the believers simultaneously go all at once to wage jihad. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear to us. A person should understand what is jihad. Jihad is to break the forces of batil, to eradicate batil and kufr, to elevate the alai kalimat la, to elevate the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any obstacle that comes in its way, then it should be eradicated by the means of jihad. At times, jihad will be faraz al-ayn, where everyone has to participate. But in most circumstances, it is faraz al-kifaya, that just like in janazah salah, where some people of the community go, then everyone's responsibility over others, they will be absolved. So similarly, there should be a group of other people that they should go out in the part of Allah to wage jihad. Then another group also should stay behind. Why? يَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Ya Allah did not say يَفْقَهُ يَتَفَقَّهُ. Means they should have a deep understanding of knowledge. Dedicate their minds to knowledge of the Sharia of Islam and preserve this knowledge, because this knowledge will strengthen the foundation of our deen. So even those who are participating in jihad, when they go out, they also should return and also learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the end of Surah At-Tawbah, Allah mentions the verse, لَقَدَ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Indeed, has come to you a Rasul from amongst yourselves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا أَنِتُمْ. That the difficulties that afflict you, it causes much distress to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is very desirous and anxious that good comes to you. بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And very extremely forgiving and merciful to the believers. Subhanallah, previously we mentioned one verse, the same very qualities Allah used to Himself, Ra'uf, Rahim, forgiving and merciful, Allah used the same qualities for His beloved. This was the shan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we can understand what was the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a deep connection we have with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know what was his fikr for his ummah, for his believers. That even on a day of Qiyamah, he will cry out, Ummati, Ummati, my believers, my followers. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah, Waqfi janahaka lilmu'mineen. O Nabi of Allah, lower your wings of mercy for the believers. In other words, have the fikr for your believers. And what didn't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Lawlaka lama khalaqtu al-ufuq. Were it not for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not created this heaven, the earth, this beautiful masjid, this jamaatul muslimin, this all to the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of love he had and compassion he had for his followers. And respected brothers, a person should understand, Hazrat gives an example. He says, in the days when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alive, then the kuffar, the Jews, the Christians, the mushrikeen used to give him taklif. But unfortunately now, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gone, now it is us, that is the believers, who grant him taklif. And every Mondays and Thursdays, our kargozari is given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like our father who goes far away, now a report back is given to him. Example, an email or phone call is made that your son has become a hafiz, or your son has become a qari, a mufti, or your son has concluded this deal, he made so much profit. How happy the father will be. But on the same token, if the father is informed that your son is involved in this evil habit of stealing, of zina, fornication, and watching all filth on the internet, etc., how would that father feel? Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every Mondays and Thursdays, the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the ummah are presented to him. And if good actions are presented to him, obviously Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become happy. And what to say when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed that all the actions, the evil that the ummah are involving, all the filth and all the gunas they involve him, doesn't it give grief to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Just like the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, my example and your example is like a person who lit in a fire. And it is natural when a fire is lit, then moths scatter over there, they are attracted to the flames, to the light of that fire. Then this person, the moths are coming over there, this person tries to to take it away and shun them away, but they overcome him. Thereafter, and they continue to fall therein. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَأَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَّزِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ. That I am grabbing you by your waist, by your qamar, and I've got you by my grip, but unfortunately you are escaping my grip. and you're falling headlong into the fire. So how much of compassion Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for us. The last verse Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَّا إِلَّهُ أَنِي تَوَكَّلْتُ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. This is a very powerful wazifa Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. That whoever reads this 7 times in a morning and in the evenings, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَّا إِلَّهُ عَلِيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Then كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَحَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah will suffice him all the worries, the sorrow, the grief, whether it pertains to this dunya or the akhirah. And هُوَ الْغَمُ الَّذِي يُذِيبُ الْإِنسَانِ. That gham, that sorrow which melts a person. So when a person reads this, inshallah, he will be saved from all his grief and sorrow. Hazrat Shah Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said that if Switzerland can produce a watch that which can go 200-300 meters down and it is shockproof, waterproof, vaporproof, etc., what is difficult for Allah to protect, to create a heart which is worry-proof? So yeah, a person should try and recite it every morning, inshallah, 7 times in the morning, preferably after Fajr, 7 times in the evening, that is after Maghrib. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comments to the next verse, a surah, which is Surah Yunus. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the qudrat of Allah, huwa alladhi ja'ala ash-shamsa diyaan wal qamara nuran wa qaddarahu manazila li ta'lamu adada as-sinin wal hisab. Allah mentioned that He has created the sun, which is like a very bright light. Diya means an extremely bright light. This is, a person should appreciate the favors of Allah. When the sun comes out, a person can go out, he can work for himself, the mother can wash her clothes, put it on the line. There are so much of benefits of the sun. Wal qamara nur, and the moon is a light which is not so bright as the sun. When a person sleeps, then there are certain conditions. For example, a person should enjoy peace, then it should be dark. And Allah did not make it completely dark. Allah give us a dhimma in the form of a moon. And وَقَدَّرَوْ مَنَازِلَ. Allah has fixed and ordained stages for this moon so that you can understand, come to know the count of the years and also calculations. One is, respected brothers, the time itself is a great ni'mat. And other thing is calculation of time. The lunar calendar, the moon that completes its orbit in 29 or 30 days, that a person can now discharge his zakat. He knows when it is Ramadan, when he knows when it is the time of Hajj, all through the moon. And this a person should appreciate and also and use the lunar calendar. This is something very, very important, that a person should adopt the lunar calendar rather than the Gregorian calendar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after mentions in other verses of the Quran al-Kareem that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Very briefly, what is the translation of these ayats? That those people who brought iman, they do good deeds, Allah will guide them through the iman. Through the barakat and nur of the iman, Allah will guide them. Then beneath them, that they are rivers that are flowing in Jannah, in Jannatin Na'im, of bliss and of happiness. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم. And what will be their prayer in Jannah? سبحانك اللهم. They will say all purity belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin mentioned that just like how a person breathes in and breathes out in this world, so many on the tongues of the believers in Jannah, the only thing will come out from their lips is subhanallah, subhanallah. They will be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the ulama, the Mufassirin mentioned, this is our access card in Jannah. Then this is a means of gaining the favors of Allah. Whatever a person desires, he just says subhanallah and everything is given to him. And our tahiyyatum fiya salam, that the salam, that will be the greeting. Such is salam, respected brothers. Salamun qawla min rabbir rahim. Allah mentioned, Allah will make salam to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels will say, salamun alaykum ma sabartum. And it will be said to the believers, la yasma'una fiya laghwa wa la ta'thima illa qilan salaman salama. Only salam, salam, peace, security, safety. And al-jannat is called darus salam. Wallahu yad'u ila darus salam. Allah make the journey towards jannat inshallah with salamat as well inshallah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another verse of the Quran al-Kareem. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'atkum mu'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. That Ya Allah does not address the believers or the mu'mineen or the believers. Allah addresses mankind. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْئِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. That understand, a great mu'izah, a great advice, a bayan, this come not from any buzruq, any pious person, this has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this Quran? شِفَاءُ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a shifa, a cure for spiritual maladies in your heart. All the spiritual maladies that has a person who reads the Quran, inshallah, this will slowly but surely eradicate one by one. Also, physical diseases, we know the Surah Fatiha, how effective it was. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to read it and read it on those people who were stung by scorpions or bitten by a snake. وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a kitab of hidayat, and it is a rahmat, a mercy of Allah to the believers, specifically for the believers. Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Say, with the fadl of Allah, وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَوْا. That a person, through these things, a person should express his joy. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And this is better than the things that the others have gathered, the material things that people have gathered. Today, the iPods, the iPads, and all the gadgets, all the things the person has, he's got so glued up with it. But he forgets that the Quran, that is Allah has given us to us. And a person goes so, gets so fascinated with the things around him, but he doesn't realize that the Quran is our rope, that we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, like one brother met me today, he said, today only ayahs of the tasawwuf are mentioned. But in reality, every ayah of the Quran, the Kareem, if a person has to do deep into it, he will find his only tasawwuf. Allah mentions, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهَ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهُ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That, O people of Iman, that understand who are the friends of Allah. The friends of Allah are those people who do not have any fear, neither any grief. So what is this fear and grief? Does it mean they don't suffer any grief, any pain, or any suffering in this world? No, they do suffer. They undergo something, hardship, etc. It means that their hearts attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the unpleasantness, unforeseen conditions of this world don't inconvenience them in the least. But with regards to comfort, the wealth of this world, they suffer no grief or sorrow. Unlike businessmen or people of wealth, if they lose a certain deal, or they lost out on a certain property, or on a bargain, on a sale, how they grieve, how they become sorrowful. Yeah, these Allah walas, they don't suffer from this. So yeah, they are those people, they make fana fillah, they annihilate themselves. The love is for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zahir wa batin, outwardly, inwardly, Allah, they are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very pleased with, and their hearts are engrossed all the time with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to conclude, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, who are the true friends of Allah? That man dhakkarakum Allah ru'yatu. That when you look at them, they remind you of Allah. Idha ru'u dhikir Allah or dhakkar Allah. When you look at such people, then you remind you of Allah, or you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wazada fi ilmikum mantiquhu. When they speak, words of wisdom emanate from their lips, and this increases your knowledge. And wadhakkarakum bil akhirah amaluhu. And they do such actions that remind you that we have to go to the year after, and we can store our zakhiras and treasures for the akhirah. Allah give us the tawfiq of sticking to the company of the awliya Allah and becoming His true friends. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us the glad tidings in this world as well as in the year after. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah.